Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Have to have to make that woman happy on Valentine's Day anyway. Recently got a bouquet from ProFlowers.com for the lovely wife, Faith, and I've told you, it changed her mood completely. That's what they do, and that's why you've got to have them for Valentine's Day. Makes the house smell beautifully fresh, and here, a couple of weeks later, they're still sitting there looking beautiful. That's the thing about ProFlowers.com. Won't just be for Valentine's Day. Those flowers will be fresh for weeks to come. Head over to ProFlowers.com. Again, use the promo code JASON. You will be thanking me because you will be saving 20% on that lovely bouquet of flowers. ProFlowers.com, promo code JASON.
Ask Alexa or Google to play 92.9 ESPN.
92.9 ESPN from Radio.com.
This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett, WMFS Memphis, your sports radio vaccine.
Hey, tennis fans, listen up because I got two ways for you to ace the Australian Open on FanDuel Sportsbook. First off, you can win a share of $20,000 when you bet any Aussie Open market, earn points when you win to climb the tournament leaderboard. And if you don't have a FanDuel account, you're a new user. That means you could bet the top five men's players to win this year's Open with exclusive 30-1 odds. Just sign up and make your first deposit in the Sportsbook app. It's easy peasy, and really, it's my favorite thing about FanDuel Sportsbook. It's easy to use. Plus, they have fast withdrawals, odds boosting specials every day. It's time for you to get involved. So download the FanDuel Sportsbook app and sign up with promo code Gary so they know I sent you. That's FanDuel Sportsbook, an official sponsor of Radio.com and 92.9 FM ESPN. Use promo code Gary. Must be 21 or older. Present in Tennessee. For odds boost, must wager in designated offer market, $10 deposit required, $300 max bonus. For leaderboard, $10 wager required, $6,000 max bonus issued in site credit that expires in 7 days. See full terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. For problem gambling support, call 1-800-889-9789.
At Fisher Investments, we do things differently, and other money managers don't understand why.
Because our way works great for us.
But it may not work for your clients. That's why Fisher Investments is a fiduciary obligated to put clients first. It's the highest standard for a financial advisor.
So, what do you provide? Cookie-cutter portfolios like the rest of us?
No cookie-cutter portfolios here. Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to meet each client's goals and needs.
But you do sell investments that earn you high commissions, right? And make commissions when you make trades for your clients?
No. Fisher Investments doesn't sell any commission investment products, and we never earn commissions on trades.
So what's in it for you?
Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when our clients do better. When it comes to helping clients achieve a comfortable retirement, we're clearly different. Visit FisherInvestments.com to find out why investors like you switch to us. Fisher Investments, clearly different money management.
Investments in security.
If I'm not commuting anymore, where do I really want to live?
While you handle life's questions, Merrill Guided Investing helps you manage your portfolio and invest for your next move with the option to work with an advisor at a low cost and minimum. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/investing goals to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce, Fenner, and Smith Incorporated, both a registered broker-dealer and investment advisor, member SIPC. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
Allstate now has deeper savings, and deeper savings require deep thoughts. and a deep voice, like mine. Save for being a new customer. Save more for adding DriveWise. And save even more for driving safely. Visit Allstate.com or contact your local agent for a quote today. As someone once said, saving today is money tomorrow. That's deep.
Not available in every state. New customer savings based on early signing discount. Drive-Ys is an optional feature. Savings vary based on how you buy. Subject to terms and conditions. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Northbrook, Illinois.
Howie, for Valentine's Day, we always want jewelry, but we expect the chocolate and the roses, too.
Well, at Robert Irwin Jewelers, we've got all three for you. Spend $99 or more, and you're going to get free box of chocolates and a dozen roses. If you want a diamond heart necklace and a gold rose, only $149. Plus, you're going to get a dozen roses and a box of chocolates while supplies last.
I don't expect any less from you guys. Why go anywhere else? It's Valentine's Day at Robert Irwin Jewelers.
I don't know. Free financing, 5 locations, or online at rijewelers.com.
Introducing Fidelity Income Planning. We look at how much you've saved, how much you'll need, and help you build a straightforward plan to generate income, even when you're not working. A plan that gives you the chance to grow your savings and create cash flow that lasts. Plus, you can start, stop, or adjust your plan at any time. Talk to us today so we can help you go from saving to living. Fidelity Brokerage Services, member NYSC, SIPC. Let's go!
You went online to switch your car insurance to Progressive so you could save money. But then you saw a friend request from an old summer camp buddy. And now here you are, clicking through photos of his kickball team from 2011. Oh, looks like they won the championship that year. Then he moved to Tulsa. Oh, a new tattoo. Yes, they said it was easy to save hundreds on car insurance with Progressive, but they forgot about the rest of the internet. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average savings by new customer surveyed who saved in 2019.
Blue Note Juke Joint. Listen, there's a liquor store warning out right now. It's technically an ice storm warning, but that also doubles as a liquor store warning as well. So look, if you are trying to hunker down and bunker down, I recommend doing it with Blue Note Juke Joint. It's my go-to whiskey. It should be your go-to whiskey as well. Nothing better in the middle of an ice storm than some Blue Note Juke Joint. You can drink it neat. You can drink it on the rocks. You can make a lot of different cocktails with it. All kinds of recipe ideas over at BlueNoteBourbon.com. It's crafted right here in Memphis. It's a Memphis drink. Every time you buy a bottle, you know you are supporting a Memphis business. Nothing better than that. Get it wherever your favorite liquors are sold, your favorite liquor store here in the city of Memphis. Look for it. It is it's the bottle with the blue label. Looks great. Looks great on your bar, and it tastes great. Smoother than smooth and bolder than the blues. What are you waiting for? Get yourself out there. Pick up a bottle of Blue Note Juke Joint today.
We've all dealt with the headache of windshield damage. Small cracks become big cracks. Two cracks become four cracks. The next thing you know, cracks are all you see. Then comes the fun part. Where do I go to get it fixed? The answer? Nowhere. They came to me. I called the folks at Eden Auto Glass. They gave me the best in quality windshield repair, a killer quote, and they fixed me up that day. They even took care of the window tint that I've been meaning to install. Look them up at EdenAutoGlass.com. Do what I did. Get your free quote and let them see your crack. That's EdenAutoGlass.com.
Memphis is known for its barbecue, but only one Memphis area restaurant actually serves World Championship Barbecue, and this is Gary Parrish reminding you that it's Memphis Barbecue Company, which is owned by Melissa Cookston, who is an 8-time world champion and the first woman ever inducted into the Barbecue Hall of Fame. So yeah, the barbecue is great, but did you realize Memphis Barbecue Company is way more than just barbecue? They have a full menu for everybody to enjoy. Fried catfish, grilled salmon or chicken, and the best smoked wings around. You can see the menu online and even make a pickup order at MemphisBBQCO.com. That's MemphisBBQCO.com.
Now, back to the Jason and John Show. Jason Smith and John Martin, with all guests appearing on the BetQL phone line. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app today or visit BetQL.com. Jason Smith and John Martin on 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis's sports station.
Yes, man, love is in the air. Won't be much loving unless you got some Dinstals, right? Better not come half-stepping. Valentine's Day is Sunday. It's time to remember all the sweethearts in your life. I'm talking your wife. I'm talking your mom, girlfriend, significant other. The place you can take care of them all is at Dinstals. Like we said, nobody dips them at Dinstals. You guys should know this by now. Something to be proud of as Memphians. They're makers of the world's finest chocolate. It's all handmade fresh right here in Memphis, Tennessee. Yes, good old Memphis, Tennessee. Daily in their candy kitchen over on Pleasant View. It's chocolate-covered strawberries time, man. Time to get them for the ladies. starts tomorrow. So get those orders in. If you have waited this late, you're doing it wrong. Do it today. Place your order for those delicious chocolate-covered strawberries now. Denzel's will have a special pickup area tomorrow for all pre-orders. Starts tomorrow, runs through Saturday. If strawberries aren't her thing, don't worry about it because Denzel's has got her covered too. Their array of heart-shaped boxes, you'll find something she'll like. Denzel's finest assortment you can put in there. My favorite, the tartlettes you can put in there. Faith loves those too. Assorted creams, cherries, truffles, chocolate-covered bananas. Denzel's got you covered. They've got a box to fit everyone's wallet. Call or stop by your favorite Denzel's location. They're in Laurelwood, Germantown, Collierville, or Pleasant View, the Candy Kitchen. And, of course, the new downtown store. It's open all Valentine's Day weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So even if you're late, they can help you out. Satisfy your sweetie's sweet tooth at Denzel's, where they've been saying, I love you, for over 119 years.
Early word is returning. Get an early word that after our segment to start the show today and after the J&J question of the day, that Chevrolet is going to bring back the Citation and that they're... And that Citation pre-orders are through the roof. Some are calling it the new Tesla. And I'm not saying. I mean, it really is amazing your influence, Jason. I think sometimes you sell yourself short.
That should bring back the Citation. It was a good old car.
I'm fine with it.
Trustworthy.
That's good. I love that old tank.
No, you don't. I can hear the laughing.
No,
I can hear the laughing
bro, that's what I grew up
right
with.
Now.
That's what I grew up with.
It was sad. Because as a 17 to 18-year-old teenager,
yeah.
You guys know what we're thinking about at those times.
Heard that.
How the hormones are raging.
Oh, I had a spot, brother, right behind Lenny's on Riley LaGrange.
That's where you got your hickeys?
That's exactly.
Right. It made it harder to get hickeys like that, John.
Shout out to Lenny's.
When you were coming to school in the Citation. Mm. It wasn't very attractive.
No.
And so, yeah, it didn't help my early love life. Many of y'all were,
I had the
having fun, partying, 18, 19.
I had the 97 Altima, which also, like.
Not bad.
That's a step up from the Citation.
That's decent.
Was it?
97 Altima, fool? Yeah.
Bro.
In 2007?
I'd have made the most out of that thing.
It's only 10 years old. It's fine.
Yeah, I mean, I did not hate the car.
Our car was 80s.
Yeah.
I had a 62 Ford F-250 4-speed, a piece of crap from my grandpa. I had my grandpa's name on the side of it with the empty weight.
Yeah, but them Midwest girls, they love that.
They don't care if they're corn-fed or not.
Yeah, they just want to see if you had a big engine.
You know what the paint style was? Chalk.
They had
chalk.
That, you had that. All they heard was that Kid Rock song. What was that? I was down here, down the high.
What was that Kid Rock song you like, BC? What was that one?
Oh, Cowboy.
There was
Cowboy, baby.
Come on,
Cowboy Carson. That was the role.
Listen.
That was the anthem.
To put the air on, it didn't have AC. You had to pull the little thing, little side vent to the side to get outside.
There you go.
No actual air.
There you go. But you're right. The farm girls did love when they saw that 62 F-250 pulling up.
You already know.
Man, you might as well have been Luke Combs, brother. You might as well.
Little ass point guard driving up in a 62 Ford.
There you go.
There's not much cred
good
there.
Head of hair.
There is not much cred there.
I promise you.
I promise you. I'd rather have that Altima or that Chevy that Jason
now,
wanted
now,
up in.
I don't want to spend the entire segment on the Citation, but I do. Why would you call or name a car Citation?
It's a question I'd never considered.
Pretty strong question.
What the hell does that even mean? I'm trying to figure it out.
Good question.
Why would you call a car Citation? It just doesn't make sense to me. That's like a ticket. Is this racial profiling? What's going on, man?
Our history with cars, it mostly was pinned on my dad because he would make the decision. It was just poor. He would always buy, I told you this, he'd always buy that used car. And as a result, he'd always have, he'd go get the lemon on the lot, and we'd always have car issues, then have to go out and buy a Citation, for some low money off of some kind of dealership on Summer. But used to have them all lined up down Summer. We went in there, you'd drop a couple $100 and go get the next lemon car. Anyway, we got through. I thank God for that.
Yeah,
but it was never fun in terms of driving to school, that kind of thing, and the old Citation. Well, they're not bringing it back, John.
No, they're not bringing it back. Well, tonight you've got two well-oiled Maseratis, which you can hear right here on 92.9 FM, ESPN. LaMelo Ball taking on Ja Morant and the Memphis Grizzlies. And look, as we know, the Grizzlies are trying to, stop this skid and trying to get back on the right side of things. But to me, what is more interesting to me is that when you think about sort of – you know, the next 10 to 12 years of the NBA and what it's going to look like. You know, it could very well be, you know, is it Ja, Zion, certainly maybe in the West, could be. We'll see on what the Pelicans do and things like that. But, you know, you could really be talking about Ja and LaMelo, you know, going heads up year after year. Now, they're in different conferences. They won't play as much. But, you know, they could be someday, you know, the best guards in their respective conferences. I don't think that's out of the possibility.
You've said this, and we've touched on it a couple of times now. The thing that I keep going back to, you haven't mentioned it yet, I keep waiting for you to. Luka will be in that class because he's
no, you're right.
Because he's that generous.
You're right. No, you're right. That's fair.
You know,
that's fair.
There's no way
could
he
be
misses.
1A, 1B type deal. You know.
Yeah, could
I mean,
be.
Luka and Ja will be the faces of the Western Conference at the guard position. Yes, yeah. They will be the two. You know, five years from now,
young guards right now that are the faces of the franchise. There's also one in Atlanta. We'll see how far he goes. But in terms of usage, he's up there with the rest of them.
I think he has the same young guards
that could sort of become the face of the league, Ja included, LaMelo included. I think Trey and Doncic are probably in that group. In fact, I know they are.
I think he has the same exact question that LaMelo is going to have to answer, right?
Who, Trey?
Yes. Which is how much does he impact winning?
Oh, sure, sure. That's the question. That's the knock on. That's the question on him now.
Because
he's got his own teammates questioning for the most part this year.
Yes. We agree that Ja does winning stuff, you know?
Well, yes, Ja can take a group of role players shorthanded and, hell, get you out there and maybe even put together a 7-game win streak to that point.
Yep.
I feel like that's what I don't know that if Trey can do.
Like Ja, you know.
That said, it's not like he's a finished product. I don't want to start sounding like, you know,
Rashad Phillips.
Ja's got a lot he can improve on as well still, too.
Rashad Phillips compared Ja to Patrick Mahomes. I actually think Ja is more like Aaron Rodgers because I think he can take the role players, the Marquez, Exxon Valdez, Alan Lazard, Robert Tonyan. He can make those guys look good. He can make the role players.
Well, I use Forge. He forges receivers and tight ends.
He elevates.
Yes.
And I think Ja does the same thing. I think Ja
does
the same exact thing that Aaron Rodgers does early on in his career. The sample size is small, but early on, when Ja is on that floor, guys respond. Like it or not.
That I will give you, yeah.
They just do.
I don't know if he changes Dylan Brooks' future as a player.
Well, I don't think anybody can change Dylan Brooks' future as a player. I don't think there's anybody that can. I don't think LeBron James himself, you know, would turn, but he
definitely elevates the game of everyone around him. It's something we've touched on.
I don't even know what you want Dylan Brooks to be at this point. I don't even know what the role for him is. You know, so that.
Well, the problem is if Dylan Brooks is your second or third best player, you're probably not going to be good enough. I think we're getting to that point, I think, where we all agree on that.
No, the returns
now,
are in.
Great for the contract that he's on, but if you're going to compete for a championship,
I don't know that he can be one of your top three players. Dylan Brooks
will not finish his contract
in Memphis. We acknowledge that. We all accept that. And I think that, you know, he had a great start, you know, to last season, and he earned that contract at that time. But since he got the money and since he got that deal, he has just been okay. Like, he's just been okay. He has not looked like you mentioned, that third option, you know, that the Grizzlies are looking for, the third star, however you want to put it, and we'll certainly talk to Brian Windhorst about all of that. But that is the fun thing to watch with Ja is that, you know, no matter who is, it may be past the point of no return in terms of tonight because you have so many guys out. But if you have a reasonably healthy lineup out there, Ja is going to have
he can work with it, a
tangible impact on the quality of play. He just is.
And listen, John may want to hate on him. We're playing. I think deep down he knows it looks like this kid's going to be special because he's asking questions of whether or not you think the two will be the face of the league. But we may not want to admit it, but LaMelo Ball looks pretty special. I've got his numbers compared next to what Ja did last season. And, yes, I messed with John a little bit earlier. Hey, would you still take Ja over LaMelo? And absolutely, we all would. Mm-hmm. But it's impressive. For the season so far for LaMelo, and keep in mind, for most of the season, he's been coming off the bench. They're working him in slowly. He's playing four less minutes per game than Ja Morant did last year. I think Ja Morant was around 31, somewhere like that. I think LaMelo was 27, 26 this year. So a little bit less time and a little bit more as a reserve role. Now, he's starting now, and I think that's where he's going to end up being because the numbers have just been too much. So a couple of days ago against Houston was 24 points, 10 assists, 7 rebounds, hit 7 three-pointers in that game. For the season now for LaMelo Ball, 14.2 points per game, 5.8 rebounds, 6.2 assists per game. He's shooting 36% from three, 43 overall. Like we said, five starts in 25 games. Compare that to Ja last season. Compare
right.
rookie to rookie is what's fair, I thought. And especially from a health standpoint, we know Ja healthy for most of the year last year. Something looks off right now. Set that to the side. Ja last season, about 3 points per game more, 17.8. You can almost say almost 4 points per game more, 3.9 rebounds per game, 7.3 assists per game. So he's got him by a full assist. Now, the difference is shooting. You know, right now, and especially coming off a game where you made seven of them, LaMelo a little bit more consistent for him. That was a knock on him on whether or not he would be able to consistently knock down that shot. Right now, he's at 36%. Ja, as a rookie, last year, 33.5. But go back to what you don't usually see from rookie guards is 47.7% overall last year from Ja Morant. Once he got into the lane on you, it was a bucket. And that's where he's got right now LaMelo beat. Ja's ability to get in the lane, to finish, LaMelo's still trying to figure that out right now. And his overall at 43 isn't what Ja's was his first season. Ja was basically 48%. Overall, as a rookie, that's hella good, you know, especially when you're shooting, you know, 33% of that is from three-point range.
Absolutely. Get him a citation, man.
But, no, you funny man. To that point, LaMelo, you can tell, is going to be special. Number one, you can't take your eyes off the way he plays. But then what you get is it's not just Trae Young being fancy to be fancy and be fun. It's the plays actually lead to winning. They're actually fancy winning plays.
Correct.
Sort of like we've seen with Ja Morant. And I think it's that difference right now that I'm seeing out of Melo as opposed to Trae. When he's on the floor, guys are better. Like his fancy passes, they're the right pass in a lot of instances. He looks special, much like Ja Morant is my point.
Would you be brought to tears if in the dunk contest in Atlanta somebody dunked over a citation? Like would it bring you to? Would you be emotional about it?
No,
that would
no,
be a I, great
I
idea.
To, I wanted to get rid of the car, John.
That would be a great idea. If we could somehow resurrect the citation for one night only and, you know, somebody dunks over it. That would be special, Jason. It really would be, in my opinion. I think it'd be a special moment for you and for this league.
I'm sure you'd like Ja to dunk over it.
Anyway, you can catch that game right here on 92.9 FM ESPN. When we come back, Brian Windhorst is going to join us. We will talk to him about the Grizzlies, about LaMelo, about the anthem. Lots to get to with Brian Windhorst. We're going to do that on the other side. Don't miss it. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Memphis in the Mid-South, smart speaker sports station. Simply say, play 92.9 ESPN.
92.9 ESPN from radio.com.
92.9 ESPN on radio.com. 92.9 FM ESPN. Memphis' sports station is everywhere. Download the radio.com app and listen to 92.9 FM ESPN on the go. Then simply favorite 92.9 FM ESPN on your smartphone. 92.9 FM ESPN.
What up? It's KD. I'm excited to finally bring you my podcast, The Etceteras, with my guy Eddie Bansky Gonzalez.
How you able to keep your emotions under control? You know, Kamaru, you're fighting somebody like Kobe Covington. You can't get out of that and fight his fight, right?
I say this is what separates the good, great, and the elite. The elite are the type of people that are able to tap into that mentality, like, oh, word? All right, I'm going to show you. I'm going to show you and go out there and show them. You know, I got into a space where it's like, man, all right, I'm going to show you. I let you talk. Like a lot of these guys, I just let them take the gas. And that's the job. The media has to build them up as this giant that's willing to come in there and dethrone me. And I'm just like, all right, I'm going to do my thing. As long as I take care of what I take care of, I'm going to go in there and I'm going to show you that I am the best.
Join me and KD each and every week on The Etceteras.
Subscribe and listen for free on Apple Podcasts, radio.com, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I have a very honest golf instructor. This is Sheldon Rosengarten with Mark's Bensdorf Realtors. My instructor is Marty Fulton, a PGA Life member whom you may remember from Plantation, Whispering Woods, or Holiday Golf Club. When I asked him what I might do to improve my game, Marty, what did you tell me?
Sheldon, I told you to get your clubs together. Put them in your car, then take them to the nearest lake and toss them in.
Great, Marty. You're a big help.
Sheldon, you're far better at selling homes than you'll ever be at golf. That's why people often say when you want the job done, call Sheldon.
Thanks, Marty. And if you or someone you know is thinking about selling their home, you should talk to 2 to 3 real estate brokers and make sure that I am one of them. Find out the difference in what they do in my highly successful strategic marketing program with the Shellbucks option. You or they can reach me at 682-1868 or memphisrelocate.com. That's Shell Dunn Rosengarten at 682-1868 or memphisrelocate.com. Do it now.
Hi, sports fans. I'm Jay Gaddis with James Gaddis Jewelers. Valentine's Day is almost here, and we want to help you celebrate your love with beautiful jewelry from James Gaddis Jewelers. At James Gaddis Jewelers, we specialize in engagement rings and bridal jewelry and have the biggest selection of diamonds, pearls, watches, and gemstones of the highest quality for any budget. Come to see us for Cupid this year and make this Valentine's Day one they will never forget with the perfect jewelry they will always cherish. Located in the heart of East Memphis on Poplar near Mendenhall, James Gaddis Jewelers, your family jeweler.
Memphis is home of the blues, barbecue, and Blue Note Juke Joint. It's bold like the blues and smoother than smooth. Enjoy it neat, on the rocks, or in a cocktail. Ask for it at your favorite liquor store, bar, or restaurant. Blue Note Bourbon Juke Joint.
Duncan Robinson, one of the NBA's most unlikely success stories, celebrates underdogs from basketball and beyond on his new podcast, The Long Shot. Hear from athletes and others who've proven naysayers wrong. Listen free on radio.com, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your shows.
Now, back to the Jason and John Show. Jason Smith and John Martin, with all guests appearing on the BetQL phone line. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app today or visit BetQL.com. Jason Smith and John Martin on 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis's sports station.
Brian Windhorst covers the NBA for ESPN and ESPN.com. Let's make him the giant interview.
Now, it's the giant interview, presented by A-Team Roofing. Online at ateamroofers.com. The A-Team Roofing Giant Interview on 92.9's Jason and John Show.
Brian, the news seemed to have broke last night. I guess nobody really noticed or cared enough to say anything, but the Dallas Mavericks have ceased playing the national anthem before games. I guess I would just ask you, do you think this is something that catches on, or do you think this is something that stays in Dallas? Just what have you heard around the league as it relates to this topic?
Well, it's something that people in the league have been talking about for a while. It was a question of before the bubble of whether it was going to continue because there's no fans. You're not just playing it for the fans. Obviously, you're playing it for the players as well. But it's a moment for fans too. And there's different people have different opinions on this, and I think it might end up being regional. I do not expect the Mavericks to be the only team that does it. I'll be interested to find out. I don't know whether or not the league was informed of it or had to give its approval. But teams have control of their own operations. Mm-hmm. And so I do expect other teams to follow, but I do not expect it to be universal because I think that we've seen very, very acutely in our country in the last few years that different regions of the country feel differently about this, about these sorts of topics. So I know that college teams, some college teams have started not coming out for the national anthem. And then there's been NFL teams that have done the same thing where the national anthem is still played, but the players aren't on the field. So, it's a fascinating thing. It's obviously a very polarizing thing. My own personal view on this, I believe sports should be free of politics. There are certain times when the situation is so important to the participants that they feel that they need to make a political statement, and it is absolutely their right to do that, and I support their right to do that, and that's, can be done. For me, I think that sports should be unifying and should be an escape. But it's harder and harder to do that in 2020, 2021, so I understand why people are going to have different viewpoints on that.
And I lean your way on that, Brian. Brooklyn, everybody's got their eye on them. Lost their third straight game last night, 122-111. Didn't have everybody, obviously. Kyrie and James Harden out there. No Kevin Durant. Obviously, Kyrie afterwards said we look very average. My question would be, Brian, are there problems as simple as just getting everybody back healthy, get games under the belt, they're ready for a deep run, or do the problems run deeper than that?
You know, they're 5-1 when the big three play together.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I think, you know, I do think you have to acknowledge that they've only, since the trade, I think there's been 13 games and less than half of them, their full team's been together. So I think you look at that. You know, one of the things that I've tried to do in my career, this is my 18th year covering the NBA, I've tried to not be a stick in the mud and tried not to say, well, just because the game was a certain way when I learned it doesn't mean the game has to be played that way anymore. My instincts tell me you can't win 4 playoff series, maybe even 3 playoff series, being the worst defensive team in the league. And they've been the worst defensive team since the trade.
Yep.
You know, in my view, you can't get there if you're not a top 10 or 15 defensive team. But you look at the way the game is being played now, you know, losing teams are averaging like 48 or 49% shooting in the NBA this year. You know, it's no longer a defensive-based league,
mm-hmm.
Where it was 12, 13 years ago. You may not have to be an elite, you know, even a good defensive team to win a championship anymore. So I don't want to sit here and say the Nets can't win playing this way. I would just say that I think the way they play defense and their approach to defense makes their margin for error shrink way down. It means that they have to play ungodly offense 4 times out of 7 to win games. And I will say that, you know, they still have moves left to make. I know that they've signed some guys, but they're all just sort of also-rans that are on non-guaranteed contracts. They have some maneuvers to make. The buyout season should help them. They may be able to get a player or two that could help them. I'm trying to keep an open mind because offensively they are awesome.
We are, of course, talking to Brian Windhorst, covers the NBA for ESPN.com. Tonight you've got a sort of a snapshot into the future in some ways with the Grizzlies taking on the Hornets, Ja Morant taking on LaMelo Ball. Brian, do you think that one day we'll look up and these two in Ja Morant and LaMelo Ball are the class of the NBA at the guard position? Do you think that's a possibility?
Guys, I've talked to you about how high I am on the Grizzlies' future. It's a bit of a tough sell in this exact moment because since they've come back from their quarantine, they just haven't been the same team. And Ja, you know, he hasn't been the same player over these last 4 or 5 games. You know, he's in a bit of a shooting slump. I know he's been frustrated at the officials, not think he's getting the calls and stuff like that. But I'm a huge believer in Ja Morant as a winner. I've had to come around on LaMelo. I just didn't think he could shoot, and I was just really, really skeptical. I'm really skeptical of ball handlers who can't shoot in today's day and age.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked at his numbers in Australia, and I was really put off. And you know, Jonathan Givony, who's ESPN's lead draft analyst, and this guy's gone around the world for 15 years. I mean, he was as strong and as high on LaMelo being the number one prospect in the draft. He told me time and time again, and I just had a hard time believing it because I was looking at him shooting 20% on threes in a subpar league. Well, LaMelo has not been that player. Now, his three-point shooting percentage is not that – it's not like otherworldly, but he is a much, much better outside shooter than even his brother was. I mean, the other night, I can't remember who they played, but he went 7 of 12 on threes in the last game. And, mm-hmm. I mean, Lonzo would go a month without making 7 threes his rookie year. So he's a much better shooter, and I never had a doubt about his playmaking ability. So, you know, I mean, the thing is, it's very – the reason I'm excited about Ja is that it is very unusual for a young player in his first 2 or 3 years in the league to impact winning and losing. And I would almost say that the biggest difference between Ja and Zion at this point is that Ja, in my view, really impacts winning. He
mm-hmm.
creates wins the way he plays. Now, he hasn't been doing that these last 4 or 5 games, but I see a material difference. Guys, even LeBron. LeBron did it a little bit, but LeBron didn't make the playoffs till his 3rd year. Durant didn't make the playoffs till his 3rd year. It's very unusual to affect winning and losing. I do not think that Zion, for example, affects winning and losing because he gets eaten alive at the defensive end of the mm-hmm. floor, and he's a very limited offensive player. What he does well is amazing. He may be one of the greatest paint scorers in the history of the game. And in fact, he may be one of the greatest, you know, non-center paint scorer. I mean, it's one thing for Shaq to shoot 60%. You know, it's another thing for a 6'6" guy, which is what he is. If he, you know, he's sniffing around 60% shooting. It's amazing. But I don't know if he affects winning the way Ja does. And that's why I'm a big believer in Ja's future. Well, I kind of see the beginnings of that with LaMelo. He's not there yet, I want to be clear. But I'm sort of seeing how his play will be the difference between winning and losing. And that's really what the NBA comes down to. Do you have a guy that can carry you to a win? You know, one of the games two games I watched last night out west that were very important, Utah versus Boston, Donovan Mitchell carried the Jazz home in that game. Mm-hmm. And I also watched Sacramento, Philadelphia. I was going back and forth between the games. And Joel Embiid, who didn't actually have a terrific game in general, carried the 76ers home in that game. De'Aaron Fox was trying, and he has done that, but he wasn't able to do it in this game. That's the NBA, guys. The NBA is, okay, there's going to be some games where you're going to win because you're the better team or you're hot. There's going to be some games that you lose because the other team is hot and you're off or you're tired or whatever.
Right.
It's what about those 50-50 games? Well, you know, LeBron's won 1,000 50-50 games in his career, 1,000 of them, where we could go either way, and he's like, well, my team has LeBron, and so that means they're going to win. So you got to have that player that can do that. I believe that Ja is that player, and I think LaMelo has the potential to be that player. And for that reason, in my mind, he would be my rookie of the year at this point if I had to vote for it.
Trae Young, I'm glad you brought this up because we want to. He's obviously, from an offensive standpoint, much better than Ja. And to your point that he can carry your team. But does he affect winning? I wonder, Brian, does Ja already have that over him? Is Trey, right? Where is he in that process? Where is he on your list of affecting winning, you know, young guards?
It's a spectacular question. I don't know. Some nights, yes. Some nights, no. The defense is a big issue.
Yep.
Okay. The other thing is that Trey doesn't always make his teammates better. Now, I say that, and if you're a Trae Young fan, you're instantly running to YouTube and you're pulling up all these great alley-oops that he's throwing, and you're showing me his assist stats, and I say, okay, you're right. No, I'm not saying, you know, I'm not saying he's not. He doesn't do it every night. I don't look at the at the Hawks and say Trey elevates that team.
I agree.
To achieve more than they can. But it's a nuanced thing. You know, if somebody cuts this interview up, they could pull this out and, you know, and skewer me on it. When I watch the Grizzlies, which I do quite a bit because I like the Grizzlies, I see, and again, I haven't been seeing it lately. I've been a little, to be honest with you guys, I was supposed to write a piece on the Grizzlies this week because Friday they are playing the Lakers on ESPN, and we like to do pieces on teams that are going to play on ESPN. Last week I had a piece on DeAndre Ayton, for example, when they were on ESPN. And I scuttled the piece. I buried it because I just decided this is not the right time to write about the Grizzlies.
They're too shorthanded, I mean, to your point. I mean,
it's
hard to judge them. It's,
yeah. You know? And they just, you know, I don't want to fully evaluate them when they're not at their best.
Exactly.
I've been watching the last few games more closely, and you know, just a little bit off right now. But of course, they've had the maximum of like 9 guys available. I mean, Taylor's running lineups out there that are just, you know, he's stitching them together.
No doubt.
And just in general, the Grizzlies have had bad luck for like the last 9 months, dating all the way back to the bubble. That they even had to requalify for the playoffs the way it went, and then JJJ getting injured, and then then they finally get going, you know, then Ja starts out like a house of fire this year, sprains his ankle, then they get going, and then the health and safety protocol. I mean, they've gotten one difficult card after another. Basketball karma, you think, will swing back around. But I did scuttle that piece because I just didn't think it was the right time to tell to give a national life spotlight on the Grizzlies, especially guys if they lose tonight and they come into that game on a five game losing streak. I didn't want to do that. And frankly, the Hornets have been playing pretty well lately. The game's in Memphis tonight, right? I would hope the Grizzlies would bounce back, but I'm going to be honest with you, I'm a little fearful of the way they're playing. Maybe Ja will come back, but I was a little bit scared. I didn't want to write about them on a five-game losing streak.
Well, now that bench is short, too. You know, they didn't have Melton last game, obviously. Didn't have Brandon Clark as well. It's one thing, too, Brian. I think people around here get a little bit frustrated. It's probably not the word. Maybe annoyed a little bit just for what they've been through. But Jaren Jackson, we get, right? He had the surgery. You're going to be cautious. Probably won't see him first half. Maybe you're ready to go through February on that one. But the last time we were talking to you, we were saying, my gosh, maybe Justice Winslow will be back here shortly. We're still waiting, Brian. It feels like, the longer you go, the more and more it feels like he's not going to be a part of the future. Can't believe there was no surgery on the hip, Brian. Can't believe they're still waiting on him.
I'm not a doctor. I don't understand what's going on. I will say this. You look at the history of guys with hip injuries.
Mm-hmm.
There's some really concerning results there. Now, there are guys who have recovered and been great. And it's actually more typically smaller players that have hip injuries that can derail their careers. I'll just give you two right off the top of my head, Speedy Claxton and Johnny Flynn, both small Isaiah Thomas.
All
three of them had hip injuries and never were the same. So, but there are other guys, and I mean, I'm sure there are other guys where it's been okay, but it's not great, and it is worrisome. And, the Grizzlies have done such a terrific job on, like, all of these trades, all of these moves that they've made. You go bullet point by bullet point. Like, one of the trades that unless you're a Grizzlies fan, you're not going to remember the trade that they made with Kyle Korver. They do the Conley trade and they get Korver in that trade. Then you remember they flip Korver to the Suns for Jackson and Melton. They turn a guy who essentially was at the end of his career, who didn't want to play there. They turned him into two rotation players. Now, I agree that those guys aren't carrying you a championship, but that's a really good trade.
Absolutely.
And moving up to get Bane, who is a 3-and-D player. Those guys, you can't find those guys walking out on the street, And drafting Clark was, that was a really good move. I they need to come up with another star player.
Yes.
And I don't know. And I actually, to be dead honest with you, and I say this carefully because I love Jaren. Not only do I love him as a player, I love him as a person. I've got a chance to talk to him a few times. He was raised by a terrific family. He has terrific representation. He makes very good decisions. I almost think that to really be a championship team, the player that they need needs to make Jaren the third best player. You need to find that kind of number two. Most teams need another star player. It's not easy. So, I can tell you that Zach Lyman can keep hitting singles and doubles with Meltons and Baines of the world, and that's great general managing. For them to get where they need to go, they're going to have to find another star player. But the Winslow trade was not something that they would normally do, and they took a little bit of a gamble on it. And I heard what he said when he made the deal. I understand he doesn't think you can find defenders of that type of versatile defenders. You can't find them easily. Mm-hmm. I agree. And so he took a gamble on that, and you're not going to win them all. You hope that works out. But they actually, they need to figure out a way to get that other star player. And that's why, I would even say that if they go on a long losing streak, it wouldn't be the worst thing in the world.
We get it.
This is
we're with you.
We're trying to get people on board here in Memphis.
People don't want to hear that, Brian, but we're with you on that, quite frankly. Don't think you can lose here, to your point, if it goes that way.
Yeah. The other thing is, guys, this is a good draft. I mean, I don't follow college basketball. I know everybody in Memphis does, so you guys are all going to be way more educated. Like this kid who plays for Gonzaga, I haven't seen him dribble.
Wow.
Dribble. I haven't seen one dribble, okay, because I got all these – I got all these NBA games I got to keep track of. I had a scout tell me yesterday the guy reminds me of Jason Kidd. Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just know that this draft is good. What I also know is there's nobody tanking. The two worst teams in the league are Detroit and Minnesota, and neither of them were trying to tank. Trust me. Detroit can say whatever they want. They were not trying to tank. They thought they were going to be a playoff-level team.
Mm-hmm.
New York should be tanking, but they're not because they hired Tom Thibodeau. Now they're doing stuff like trading for trading for Derrick Rose.
Yep.
All right.
Yep.
The Thunder, I think, were kind of interested in tanking, but they're just a little bit too good. Sure. And like the path to the tank is wide open. Somebody should take it. Now, the problem is that is not who Ja Morant is.
Exactly. Right.
Exactly.
That is not who Taylor Jenkins is. You got a whole bunch of young players. You can't do it. But all I'm saying is it is a good time to have a good shot in this lottery. And the Grizzlies need to find another player. And, I mean, not to make the playoffs, but to seriously – you want to seriously talk about trying to compete for a championship?
Exactly. Yes. That's what, exactly. Yes.
You know? And you probably have the one. I really do believe that Ja is the one.
Yep.
But you need the two in my mind. Without being you know disrespectful at all to Jaren because I love him. But I do think you need the two.
We could not agree more with you, Brian. And then last thing, this morning the NBA G League's Ignite team tipped off their first game. Jalen Green, Jonathan Kuminga, a bunch of other guys who went straight from high school to this outfit there in the G League. What's the perception around the league in terms of how successful folks expect this outfit to be in terms of luring top talent year after year after year?
Well, they want to. You know, the NBA is spending money on it. You know, they want to, because what was happening is these kids were going to Australia. You know, Australia was being pretty smart. They were paying these guys money and they were sort of renting, you know, guys like LaMelo Ball and trying to think who else they had down there.
RJ Hampton.
Right, RJ Hampton. And so they're just trying to get in on that. Frankly, I mean, what they want to do is they want to have another television product that they can compete with college basketball on. So that's why they. The reason the G League bubble's happening is for this Ignite team.
Yep.
You know,
yep.
I mean, and it's not necessarily because they think that that Jalen Green is the next Michael Jordan, although I've heard his athleticism is crazy. I had a scout compare him to Zach LaVine-level athleticism. Zach LaVine's obviously one of the best athletes in the league. He compared him to Zach LaVine, that kind of athlete. So I would say if you want to see something going on, that makes me want to watch him play. So they really, really are invested in making this work just because they want this to be a viable path to take the top players. You know, for a couple of years, they investigated the idea of creating academies, kind of like soccer teams do in Europe, where they find 14-year-olds and they matriculate them up and they have them play with their professional teams, and then when they get to be 18 years old, they pop them right onto their senior team, or they sell them to another team, you know, for, you know, £40 million or whatever. But the NBA did the research in that, and they were like, you know what, we don't want the responsibility of managing teenagers and managing, you know, can they get their math homework done? So this is their the way that they're going to do it. They're going to try to capture these guys for their year 18 and try to monetize it. And they're really, really invested in making this pay off. So I think you're going to see them really want this particular first unit. And then whoever, you know, the next year's team, whoever comes along, I think there's going to be a lot of interest in making those guys work as well. Because this isn't, I mean, yes, it's about development. It's about getting your hands on guys early. It's about knowing more about these guys who are going to get drafted so that you have more information. It's all about that. But it's also about a new market that they're trying to capture.
Yep, makes sense to me. Brian, man, great stuff as always. We appreciate
your
time so much, man. Thanks.
Take care, guys. Have a good week.
Yep. He is Brian Windhorst, covers NBA for ESPN. Good thoughts there on the Memphis Grizzlies from him. Sees Jaren more as a third piece than a second piece, which will,
but as a piece,
no question, infuriate the masses here in Memphis.
To get something better than Jaren, you're going to have to be pretty high in the draft, no? Because let's be real. I'm with him, but Jaren's pretty special as a third piece, and to get something better than him,
agreed there.
It's going to be like a top five. I mean, he's number four pick. It's going to be a top five-ish pick. I don't know that Grizzlies are going to – they would need some luck. It feels – I don't
– No, I agree with you
on that point. You know what I mean? Yeah. I mean, Jaren certainly one of the best defensive big guys in the league. He has that in front of them. If you're going to get somebody that's the two, and maybe you do offensively, you need that.
Yeah.
It's going to have to be a pretty good player. I don't know if you're going to get that player at 12, 13.
Yeah, no.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I don't know if you get that player that low.
You have to go out and make some deals or
get
something.
On up.
You know, I don't know what that would look like. But good stuff anyway from Brian Windhorst there.
Absolutely.
Appreciate his time. We will come back. Lots more to come. Jason and John, 90 Turn FM, ESPN.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Why would I sell the car of my dreams for a food truck that wasn't? Or rattle off condiment combinations in my sleep.
Extra mayo, all the mustard, ketchup on the side.
I mean, when did an app become my favorite tool? Nothing personal, Spatula. It's because I wanted to make the best burger ever. And QuickBooks' suite of tools helped me get there.
Intuit QuickBooks helps small businesses be more successful. Learn more at QuickBooks.com.
Guys, you got Valentine's Day coming up. I'm doing another reminder because I don't want you to mess up. Don't hold me accountable if you get to Sunday and you haven't gone to ProFlowers.com yet and taken advantage of what's a great deal. Get 20% off using the promo code Jason. You get all the way to Sunday and you don't have the flowers, you weren't listening. That's why we're doing this once an hour, and frankly, because it's such a good deal. You're not going to get a better deal. Again, 20% off a beautiful bouquet of flowers that you're going to need anyway for Valentine's, men. Yes, Valentine's Day is Sunday. Have those flowers. Got my beautiful wife a beautiful bouquet of roses and carnations. She absolutely loved it. Wasn't Valentine's Day then. It absolutely changed the mood. Had my house smelling wonderfully. Brightens up a room. A fresh bouquet of flowers from ProFlowers.com does. You'll see will do for you as well on Sunday. Again, whether it's your spouse, your significant other, your mother, ProFlowers.com will take care of that special woman in your life. Head there now, ProFlowers.com. Use the promo code Jason, J-A-S-O-N. You'll be saving 20%. You can thank me later using ProFlowers.com.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The Tigers are in the home stretch of their AAC schedule. The Grizzlies are on their way to maybe, just maybe, making the NBA playoffs in Ja Morant's second season. Lots of interesting games to watch nearly every night. If you're like me, Gary Parrish, you might want to enjoy these games while enjoying a drink. And if you want to enjoy what I'm enjoying, try New Amsterdam Vodka. It's a premium 80-proof vodka made from the finest quality grains. It's 5 times distilled for unparalleled smoothness, filtered 3 times to create a soft finish. As I'm sure you know by now, it's so smooth you can drink it straight, and it really is what I buy when I'm inside the liquor store, and that's because it's a quality vodka that's reasonably priced. If you're into flavored vodkas, New Amsterdam offers a variety. Watermelon is the newest flavor. Keep an eye out for that. And don't forget, New Amsterdam also has a gluten-free vodka, so if you're on a gluten-free diet, either by choice or necessity, that's the vodka for you. Please ask for it by name when you're in a bar, restaurant, or liquor store. New Amsterdam Vodka. That's New Amsterdam Vodka. Pour your soul out on the web. New Amsterdam Spirits.
Heard the good news about COVID-19 vaccines? They're here, but you can do more than wait for your turn. Here's how. Stay at least 6 feet away from folks you don't live with. And it's risky to be indoors with them, too. And masks? Well, they protect both the person wearing them and the folks around them. Wear a mask, watch your distance, and make a big difference now.
Learn more about vaccines at cdc.gov/coronavirus. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
In honor of President's Day, Dell delivers savings to help America's small businesses get more done. Office anywhere, with up to 50% off high-performance laptops, desktops, and servers with Intel Core processors and top-brand electronics. Plus, refresh now with flexible financing options. Call 877-ASK-DELL for a Dell Technologies advisor who can help you find the right tech. That's 877-ASK-DELL or visit dell.com/President's Day.
Imagine feeling the freedom of 20/20 vision without the hassle of foggy glasses and contacts. Well, thanks to the LASIK Vision Institute, that freedom could be yours. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way. At the LASIK Vision Institute, we're offering dramatically low prices, as low as $220 per eye, plus affordable financing. Go to LASIK.com and see if LASIK is right for you. The LASIK Vision Institute offers the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology, and our expert medical teams have performed over 1.3 million procedures. Technology and experience all more affordable than you might imagine. Go to LASIK.com today to schedule your free consultation and start feeling the freedom of better vision. That's LASIK.com. Individual results vary. $220 per eye price available based on prescription. Go to LASIK.com for details. Patients age 40 and over will likely experience the need for reading glasses.
Robert Irwin Jewelers has the trifecta this Valentine's Day. Spend $99 or more on a piece of jewelry she'll love, and you'll get a dozen roses and a box of chocolates. While supplies last, in-store only at Robert Irwin Jewelers. Four Memphis locations and the new one in Little Rock.
Encore flavor.
Corky's is your home for authentic Memphis barbecue. Our dining rooms are open, or stop by our speedy drive-thru. Order your party packs today, starting at only $5.99 per person.
Okay, set it down over there and then go to Bay 5.
Indeed knows unexpected growth can stretch your business thin.
We need to keep going to finish.
Like Amir's warehouse. To expand capacity, he needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Good morning, privates!
Good morning, Drill Sergeant!
I mean, seriously, what a pleasant morning. The sun is shining and the birds are chirping.
You seem to be in a good mood today.
Astute observation.
He's probably happy because he found out Honey Nut Cheerios can help lower cholesterol as part of a heart-healthy diet.
They're even shaped like hearts. So, in lieu of the obstacle course today, I propose a nice meditative nature walk. Does that sound delightful to everyone?
Yes, Drill Sergeant!
Happy heart shapes are back for a limited time. Learn more about Honey Nut Cheerios by picking up a box at your local store.
Now, back to the Jason and John Show. Jason Smith and John Martin. With all guests appearing on the BetQL phone line. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app today or visit BetQL.com. Jason Smith and John Martin on 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis' sports station.
My hope would be that you would buy the ring before the morning of. But, I mean, I know we are creatures of procrastination. And so for that very reason, Robert Irwin Jewelers is going to be open on Sunday, Valentine's Day, at 11 a.m. As we know, it's the perfect time to get engaged. Whatever your budget is, big or small, RIJ has the ring you want, starting at just $5.99. They're so confident that she's going to love it, that she's going to say yes, that they're going to give you the perfect ring guarantee. If for any reason you're not satisfied with your made-to-order engagement ring, you can return it for a full refund within 365 days of purchase. No catches, no exceptions.
And they've got you covered when it comes to gifts. Gifts for any budget. Now through Valentine's Day on Sunday, you can get a dozen fresh roses and a box of chocolates free with your purchase of $99 or more. That's while supplies last. Okay. Love crossing, diamond necklace. When she wears it around her neck, it's a reminder of all the special times you guys shared together. Starts at just $199. So you could get that. You could get that lovely necklace. You'd have those dozen of fresh roses and box of chocolates to go with it. And she will be so happy with you, and you'll just be happy with Howie. Because Howie knows Valentine's Day. He knows women. He knows how to, for us, right, to get through this thing unscathed. And you do it by heading over to RIJ and getting one of these lovely gifts. Again, a 24-karat gold trim rose Real rose, carefully preserved, artistically arranged in 24-karat gold. Just $69 they start at. Always bigger, brighter diamonds at RIJ. Get her an engagement ring. It's time. It'll be a beautiful thing on Valentine's Day. Do it with Howie over at RIJ. Free financing available up to 60 months to pay or 18 months deferred interest. Five locations are online at rijewelers.com.
Thanks to all of our guests who joined us on the show today. Thanks, of course, to Mark Giannotto, and thanks to Brian Windhorst. Good stuff from Brian. Make sure you check the podcast if you missed that. Sounds like we got an advocate of the Grizzlies there up at ESPN and Brian Windhorst. So that is always good to hear. Grizz and Hornets tonight on 99.9 FM ESPN. Pre-game with Jessica Benson starts at 6:30. Eric Hasseltine, of course, on the call at 7. Giannotto and Jeffrey are up next. Don't miss it. For Jason, I'm John. We're gone.
Listen to 92.9 on your smart speakers. Just say play 92.9 ESPN. Powered by Dell Technologies. Call 877-ASK-DELL. This is WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, a radio.com sports station.
Howie Valentine's Day. Jewelry, candy, roses.
You can get all three at Robert Irwin Jewelers. Spend $99 or more, and you're going to get free box of chocolates and a dozen roses. And Danny, look at this necklace.
And it's beautiful. It's a Love's Crossing, isn't it?
It's a Love's Crossing necklace. They start at only $199. Plus, you're going to get a dozen roses and a box of chocolates while supplies last.
I don't expect any less from you guys. Why go anywhere else? It's Valentine's Day at Robert Irwin Jewelers.
I don't know. Free financing, five locations, or online at rijewelers.com.
We've all dealt with the headache of windshield damage. Small cracks become big cracks, two cracks become four cracks. The next thing you know, cracks are all you see. Then comes the fun part. Where do I go to get it fixed? The answer? Nowhere. They came to me. I called the folks at Eden Auto Glass. They gave me the best in quality windshield repair, a killer quote, and they fixed me up that day. They even took care of the window tint that I've been meaning to install. Look them up at EdenAutoGlass.com. Do what I did. Get your free quote and let them see your crack. That's EdenAutoGlass.com.
You are the best of the best. Self-motivated, creative, a proactive problem solver, tenacious, money motivated, and approach a job as if you are your own CEO. A self-starter, organized, detail-oriented, and have the ability to work without much direct supervision. Intercom Memphis LLC is seeking you. Intercom Memphis LLC has the latest tools and technology, the most knowledgeable management, and is known as offering the best work environment for selling radio advertising in the industry. Nobody in the market can offer more to their clients than Intercom Memphis. As an account executive with Intercom Memphis LLC, you will represent some of the largest sports teams and talent in the entertainment world. In keeping with the other members of the Intercom teams, the number one trait we hire for is winning attitude. We're looking for driven individuals who refuse to lose or compromise.